Hi, my name is Dan Ferber, and I appreciate you listening to my podcast, Buffalo Advice Dad. I'm a father here from Buffalo, and I like to just give words of wisdom that I hopefully will help make your day a little brighter. And if you've gotten something out of this, listening to this, please share and subscribe it. And you can also follow me on Instagram and on TikTok at Buffalo Advice Dad as well. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. If I had to guess, you're probably listening to this podcast while in your car. Well, that's because when I listen to podcasts, I'm usually driving. And I like to save gas too. So that's why I downloaded the Upside app. Now, I was a little hesitant at first, but I've actually gotten some money back. It's not enough to make me rich, but it is enough to take the wife out on a date. So if you want to save money on local restaurants and even gas, download the Upside app. The information is in the show notes. And enjoy listening to the next podcast. Have a great day. So, hi, this is Dan Ferber with Buffalo Advice Dad. I'm here to hopefully give some wisdom, advice. I did this a little bit earlier, and then I realized that I wasn't quite sure if I was speaking or not. So I guess, you have to do it over. And, life is definitely about doing things over and trying to get the message out there. I guess that's what I'm going to be trying to do here with this talk here. So if this is your first time, thank you for listening here. And today I want to talk about, your story and why it's important, and also the fact that the story you tell yourself, I do believe has an effect on your emotions and on the things you're willing to try and do. I was recently listening to, Tony Robbins' Time to Rise seminar. Go check it out on YouTube. There's a lot of informative information here. But one of the things it says is, people have their old story and they need to tell yourself a new story. And my old story was I was seemed shy. Was kind of unsure of myself, hesitant, was scared of what people thought, and changing your story isn't happening, because right away. I mean, good for some people, but for myself, fortunately, I still am a little bit worried about people, and try to tell myself this new story that I am going to be a creator. I am a good husband and a great father, and when I was telling myself the same thing at the time last year when they had the seminar, but I just didn't feel I didn't maintain it. I feel that I didn't see the growth I wanted to see. And I started to ask myself, how can I see the growth, more often here?
And, I'm in my 40s here. And, most of my life, I've been, I guess I wasn't always the one to be picked first or the one to, I always seem to have a problem communicating here. And I want to change that. I want to change my identity, in 2024. I want to be a better, I don't want to say a better, yes, communicator. I want to be able to better way of communicating my ideas and to share my thoughts here. And one of the ways, I hope to do that, and you can as well, is to change the way, I guess, you feel about yourself, or the way you identify yourself, and to change my identity, I'm going to have to just take my mind and figure out a ways to, just to trick it, until it gets used to the things I want to do here. I need to take that, expand, my identity here. I need to stretch it out and make it strong. And the way I could do that is to take uncomfortable action here. Doing this live, always concerned about what I'm going to say during it. Sometimes I think my message is a good one. Other times I don't do it because I don't have a message. And if I wait too long between lives, then I sort of start to go back into my old identity here. And need to figure out a way to figure out a way to, something to talk about, I guess, each day. Today I'm talking about identity. Yesterday I did one, I talked about wrestling here. And believe that by doing these, I will hope create a new identity of person I want to become here. I want to become a creator, and I have these videos on my social media sites, usually cooking or something I think entertaining. You can find those at just go to Instagram or TikTok, Buffalo Advice Dad. And I make the videos, but yet I don't share them as much. I put them in the kind of put them on the back burner because, something happens. There's nothing major that happens. It's just something, you get, distracted, by, some video on social media, or you get distracted by, you gotta do something at the house. And definitely want to, want something, have to get rid of those words, as Tony Robbins says, can't, and there's something about must, I must do this now. And take that uncomfortable step forward. And also need to remind my head here that, to ignore the negativity in the world, ignore the stuff that doesn't serve you, I would say. You know, just to, you know, yeah, definitely want to try to do that more this year, ignoring the stuff that doesn't serve me. You know, it's something definitely I want to try to work on. So I want to be grateful for those who are listening. I do hope that message did come across. Definitely working on stuff. But, you know, hope everyone has a great day. You know, follow me on, you know, social media, Buffalo Advice Dad. Also website, buffaloadvicedad.com. And I hope everyone has a great and wonderful day.